In modern Buddhism, in the chapter on the Supreme Good Heart of Bodhicitta, Venerable Geshe-la takes this beautiful quote from Jesong Karpa, our founding teacher, Nyugodampa tradition teacher, Jesong Karpa. He said, through watering the ground of affectionate love with cherishing love, and then sowing the seeds of wishing love and compassion, the medicinal tree of bodhicitta will grow. Okay, so through, what does it say? Through watering the ground, through pouring water on the ground, through watering the ground of wishing, of affectionate love. Affectionate love. We water it with cherishing love. Into that ground we plant the seeds of wishing love and compassion. And from these will grow the harvest of bodhicitta. So bodhicitta, this wish to become enlightened, will not develop in our mind unless we have love. It won't come. So if you're thinking, well, I don't have any bodhicitta, you can think, oh, that means I don't have any love. Okay? So when you have wishing love, you will naturally want to develop bodhicitta. That wishing love will come from cherishing love, and that cherishing love in turn will come from affectionate love. Okay, so we need to start there. I'm going to start there now. So we are students, you know, we are learning how to develop these minds. We have some affection. We have affection for our family and our friends. We know this warm feeling that comes when we meet our friends and our family. But maybe this is mixed a little bit with attachment. So what is the method to focus our attention purely on just affection, just affectionate love? What is it? First of all, we need to know exactly what is affectionate love, and then we need to know how to develop it. So here again, Geshe-la tells us how to train in affectionate love, like an athlete training every day in affectionate love. In this training, we learn how to develop and maintain a warm heart and feeling of being close. Yes, okay. We heard that already. But now, here comes the thing. We're maintaining a warm heart and feeling close to all living beings without exception. Oh. Okay, so that is the distinction. Affectionate love, according to Buddha's teaching, is a warm heart feeling close to all living beings without exception. Okay? So that's a big jump, isn't it? It's a big step from where we are now. Therefore, we need to listen carefully to these instructions and then apply effort to training ourselves in these instructions. And then we can do it. We can understand. First of all, we need to understand intellectually. Just understanding clearly the instructions, understand them deeply, clearly. And then we need to meditate on them, become more and more familiar with those instructions and the special feelings that come with respect to each and every living being. Okay? So why do we need to do this? Advantage comes here. This affectionate love makes our mind pure and balanced and prepares a foundation for cherishing love and wishing love. Okay, so it makes our mind balanced. Again, if you examine your life honestly, you will see that so many of our daily problems are coming from us having an unbalanced mind, in the sense that we have a lot of attachment for some people. We find certain groups of people. People we want to spend all our time with. You know this habit we have? And then another group of people, maybe the president of your country, maybe, I don't know who's your president, sorry. Maybe, you know, a boss at work or some other people, we don't want to spend any time with them. Nothing. Never want to see them again. And then the rest of humanity, the rest of all sentient beings, we have no particular regard for. We don't think about them much. We don't care about them much. Even we read stories of them suffering. It's quite difficult for us to feel anything because they are distant. We're distant from the group of people we don't like. We're distant from the strangers. But we're not distant from the people we're attached to. We bring them very close to us, don't we? We're always hugging them when we are not in this pandemic, aren't we? We're always hugging them, kissing them, being friends with them, buying them presents, giving them a massage, or whatever we are doing all kinds of things with this tiny group of friends that we have. And we think because we have a warm heart at that time that we have affectionate love. We are wrong, okay? We are wrong. Our mind is unbalanced because of this, okay? So when we learn about affectionate love, we're not learning to dislike our friends or to feel distant from them. We feel equally close to our friends. However, we now include everybody else in that feeling, okay? All strangers, all, we say enemies or people we don't like, we include them all in our development of affectionate love. So when we think about any living being, even an insect, even a snake or a scorpion, or someone we dislike right now, when we think about that person or we see that person, we have this warm feeling. We have this warm feeling towards those people because we've developed real affectionate love.